This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The human rights situation in Russia has significantly deteriorated since it invaded Ukraine in February last year, a United Nations expert said at a news conference on Friday.
The level of repression against the civil society, independent media, and generally to anybody with a dissenting voice in the Russian society is unprecedented in recent history.
Marina Khatrova alleges Russian authorities have carried out mass arbitrary arrests of critics of the war and says those detained risk death due to the, quote, persistent use of torture and ill treatment. Thousands of migrants have crossed into the United States in recent days, marking a turning point after numbers had plummeted in recent months. Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reports.
Scenes of thousands of migrants gathered at the U.S.-Mexico border are reminiscent of the influx the country saw before U.S. President Joe Biden in May rolled out a new policy to deter illegal crossings. Within a month, those tough measures, such as deporting migrants and banning reentry for 5 years, drove the border crossing rate down some 70%. But 4 months on, and the early deterrent effects appear to be wearing off. Record numbers of migrants in the thousands have crossed into the United States in recent days, with many more still arriving by bus and cargo trains to Mexican border towns.
Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer. China and Syria have announced the formation of a strategic partnership as Chinese leader Xi Jinping kicked off a series of diplomatic meetings ahead of the upcoming Asian Games. Xi met Syrian President Bashar Assad on Friday in the southern Chinese city of Hangzhou, which is hosting the 15-day sports competition.